love radio. I love community radio. And I'm really looking forward to being there and contributing what I can.
KHNS hires a new manager, and women across America want to know more about life in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories coming up next. KHNS Radio has chosen a California woman to take on the leading staff position at the station. The board that governs KHNS hired Kay Clements of Point Reyes, California, as the new general manager of the public radio station. Russ Bowman is president of that board.
After a long process, we've offered the general manager position to Kate Clements, who is founder of a community radio station in Point Reyes, California, and has been a general manager there for the past 15 years, basically. She helped start the station and has been doing a general manager job as well as on-air work. Everything a general manager does, fundraising, working with the board, working with volunteers, et cetera, for quite a while. We were very fortunate to get somebody with such current experience.
Besides helping found the community radio station for West Marin, Clements has directed station fundraising, set up a music library, overseen installation of new translator broadcasting sites, and hosted on-air programs. But Bowman says it was not an easy decision. The pool of applicants included many with relevant experience and two former KHNS employees.
We had 13 applicants that ranged from top 40 country to people who worked in fairly large public radio stations. So we had a person from Chicago and other community radio stations around the country that had applied. We had two local applicants. Both had worked at the radio station before. One was the general manager when the station originally started, and the other one was the former news director several years ago that also had applied.
Board members weren't the only ones making a decision about the job. Clements herself had a preview of the position during a five-day visit last week.
And was completely blown away by Haines. It's an amazing town. I really like everyone on staff that I met that was connected to the station. I like the station facility. I think it has a lot to offer. I love radio. I love community radio. And I'm really looking forward to being there and contributing what I can.
Again, Board President Russ Bowman.
Tuesday she came in and then left Sunday. So she had quite a bit of time to talk to the staff, hang out at the station, look how things are running, also get to look around town, that sort of thing. So I think it was a pretty good visit for her.
A hiring committee was formed as a subset of the board to make the decision on the general manager hire. It was made up of board members and one longtime radio volunteer. The three finalists chosen by the committee included one local candidate and two out-of-towners, including Clements.
It was certainly the currency of her experience. She's been doing this for the last 15 years and knows the ropes and has been doing it for a long time. We were impressed. She asked for a budget to look at while she was here interviewing. Her questions to us were very good, showed that she'd done her homework. So, it was a difficult decision to make. Somebody who's in town who had worked at the station but not in the recent past versus somebody who from out of town who has, more relevant recent experience.
The position was posted with a salary range from $37,000 to $45,000. The most recent general manager was Haines resident John Hedrick, who resigned in August.
I was involved in the last hire, but I was just a board member. I was not president of the board, so I really was not as involved with the last hire, although I was there. And I think this feels like it was much more organized to me. With the last hire, we had several applicants. We even offered a job to a person from out of town last time, but they couldn't take it because of the pay. So, that's always a consideration. It's an expensive place to live, and radio station obviously can't afford high salaries. So that also limits us on our applicant pool, I think.
Bowman says this is a much-needed hire for the station and that KHNS will benefit from having a more complete roster.
Because staff has been so stretched so thin, I think people can be able to do their jobs. We've got the development director being the co-general manager now, and we'll be able to let her go out and do her job and work on getting some financial stability for the station. And our business manager will be able to go back and do most of the business stuff. So it's one of those things where the staff has had to pitch in and and you've all done a great job, but it's time for some leadership, too.
Clements plans to move to Haines and begin her job around mid-January. In the meantime, the management duties are covered by other employees, co-interim general managers Georgia Giacobbe and Leslie Ross. And Clements is working with the board to be available on a project-by-project basis leading up to her arrival.
Well, I think speaking as just one member of the board, I mean, it was a vote. It wasn't just me deciding, but the entire board interviewed her, and then we had another meeting last Monday and took a vote. And I think the several things are her management style, the references that we spoke with. I think she is going to be a very good fit for the station.
In the pages of this month's Women's Day magazine, you can learn how to roll out a perfect pie crust or streamline holiday stress. But if you flip long enough, you'll see the name of someone you know, or at least someone who knows your name. You'll read that Haines looks like Switzerland with a beach, and that the police chief has a goat that he sometimes walks on a leash, and that cell phone reception from Mud Bay Road is bad on stormy days. It's all penned by Haines author Heather Lundy, and is the first publication of her new column in the prominent women's magazine.
And this is no different with Women's Day than it is anywhere. You know, to write in a way that is sort of, you know, I'm your friend and I'm, you know, writing you a letter from Haines about what's going on.
Lundy is already a professional writer with two books, If You Lived Here, I'd Know Your Name, and Take Good Care of the Garden and the Dogs. She wrote a long-running column in the Anchorage Daily News before that. The mother of five also continues to write obituaries for the Chilkat Valley News and host radio programs at KHNS and Haines. But it wasn't her resume as a writer exactly that landed her this latest gig. Actually, it was a church bulletin on the East Coast.
It's a pretty great story, really. You know, the new book came out, you know, the Garden and the Dogs book. And my publisher, Algonquin, you know, is very good at publicity. And so they had me, you know, traveling all over the country and doing these radio tours. So when I got home from all the tour stuff last spring, I wasn't that surprised that there was an email from the editor of Women's Day.
The message asked Lundy to write something for the magazine, which isn't that out of the ordinary for the author. She's written one-time pieces for a long list of publications. But then the editor said, after reading Lundy's latest book, she wanted a regular column from her.
So I said yes, because I always say yes. But then I asked her how she found out about my book, figuring that it had to do with this whole publicity machine, you know, and she said that she had gotten my book from her mother-in-law, who read about it in a church leaflet in Pine Plains, New York. What's the name of the church? She said, oh, you know, you've never heard of it. I said, well, actually, you know, I have family in Pine Plains, New York, and she said it was St. Peter's, and St. Peter's is the church that my mother went to, and a lot of the book, of course, is about my mother's death and working through that. And my dad is the one that made him put a little note about my book in the church bulletin. So that's how it happened. That's how I got in Women's Day, because an editor's mother read about it in a church bulletin kind of in the middle of nowhere and handed her daughter-in-law the book.
This first column is part of the November issue of Women's Day, and Lundy says the editors wanted it to introduce Haines to the new crop of readers.
You know, I kind of did that. I introduced Haines a little, and our family, and tried to do it in a way that wasn't too travel-loggy or boring. But really, because the editors, now I'm working with a couple of them, had by then, you know, read both the books, they just want that. It's basically not going to be a whole lot different than my Anchorage Daily News column, I don't think, except it's, you know, pretty much just only for women. So in that way, it can be a little more personal, where my other columns are kind of for everybody.
Lindy's been leading up to this day since June, when she first talked to the magazine about doing the column.
So I actually wrote that column in July. I've written the November, December, January, just finished the February one yesterday.
And since you live here, here's your sneak peek at the next three planned pieces.
Well, the Christmas one is about the snow dragon. That's something that they wanted, and sort of traditions here, the lighting of the library, that sort of thing. The January column is, they want to know about my accident, so that's kind of an old story. And then the February column is a little romantic, and that one I got to write a more original one, stuff that hasn't been in my books, because they figured by then people knew me well enough. And so that one I actually wrote about going to the the dance for Merrick at the Pioneer Bar with my husband. So that's sort of a Valentine-y dance, good community thing.
Although Lendy's written for a variety of audiences, she admits surprise that she's writing for American women who want to learn to roll out the perfect pie crust or streamline holiday stress.
Some of my friends laugh because I'm not, you know, the one that's sponging my walls or helping Frankie decorate the library as much as I should. I'm kind of glue gun challenged. And yet I'm writing for the women's magazine, and one of my friends says, it's just not fair, Heather. You know, but at the same time, when I think about it, as much as I guess, you know, you think, oh, I wish I could write for the New Yorker or something, maybe I am more Women's Day, you know, and it seems so far to be a pretty good fit.
Lendy's new 1,000-word column about life in Haines begins with the November issue of Women's Day magazine.
Actually, for me, it's like perfect. It's perfect. I prefer writing columns over any other kind of genre, I guess you could call them that, you know. And I don't want to go anywhere, so I like to stay at home. Weekly can be kind of a challenge, so monthly gives me a little more time to hang out with my granddaughter and do some things with my family, and so it's great.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell.